Lastly, diversity is correlated with time. Speciation takes time, and over long time periods, barring any major perturbations, species diversity builds up. If you look at the graphic on the left, you can see how diversity continues to go up over geologic time, punctuated by periods of mass extinction. But on shorter timescales, diversity is also influenced by disturbance. This graph illustrates the intermediate disturbance hypothesis. With the time that passes between disturbances on the x-axis and the species diversity on the y. You can see when disturbance, like a fire or a hurricane or something, you know, wind blow, is frequent or occurred recently, few species are present. Those that are early successional or pioneer species. They're fast-growing, light-demanding, weedy species, adapted to taking advantage of a disturbance, like a fire, landslide, or wind throw. If a really long time passes between disturbances, or the disturbance is infrequent or small, then the ecosystem becomes dominated by late successional, slower-growing, maybe even more shade-tolerant species. So-called climax species that can tolerate shade, live a long time. Because they might shade out the more light-demanding pioneers, the diversity is lower than it would be if those early successional species were present. So it's at intermediate levels of disturbance then, somewhere in the sweet spot where disturbance is neither too frequent, or maybe it's just patchy, that both early and late successional species might both be present in the ecosystem. Thus, diversity is maximized at intermediate levels of disturbance.